Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, who's expanding its services to offer low-cost blood screenings all year round, now offering walk-in convenience to get the blood tests you want when you want them. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, is available in Farmington at the hospital's laboratory and the Outpatient Diagnostic Center on 30th Street. Also in Aztec at San Juan Health Partners Family Medicine at 120 Llano Street. With nearly 20 tests available, there's an option for everyone. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, a wellness service of San Juan Regional Medical Center. It's 8:51 KSJE. You're listening to the Scott Micklin Morning Program, and on Mondays we talk technology at this time, and that's where I talk to Lewis Campbell, who is joining us from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us. And you sent me a couple of articles about technology that I wanted to ask you about. One is about why are farmers hacking their tractors with software from Ukraine or firmware from Ukraine? What's that all about?
Yeah, so this is really interesting because it ties a lot of stuff that's relevant to us today in one big package.
Okay.
This has a lot to do with what's called right to repair, the right to repair controversy that's going on right now. So it used to be if you bought something, a car, a tractor, whatever, and it broke down, you could just fix it or you could take it to a mechanic and get it fixed, right?
Right.
And then later on, we got to this point where dealers were like, well, you know, if you take it to us, you take it to the dealer, we'll guarantee the warranty, that kind of thing. Now we've gone a step farther because a lot of these devices now have centralized computer systems and they have firmware, which is basically software that's embedded in the hardware that controls the whole device.
Okay, sure.
And John Deere has done this thing where they've kind of written the firmware where it locks the owner into using John Deere. The owner cannot do anything with their tractor without paying John Deere to do it. And John Deere charges them a lot of money to basically send a guy out to their farm and get a USB stick and stick it in the tractor and, you know, click a couple of keys and fix something.
Right.
And they're not real happy with this. They want to be able to have the ability to fix their own tractors the way they used to or to pay somebody else to do it. So what's happened is, you know, other people in other countries have hacked the firmware and produced firmware versions that they can flash onto, these farmers can flash onto their tractors that allow them to do this work themselves. That's not made John Deere very happy.
Right. So interesting.
Kind of an ongoing battle between John Deere and their farmers. Now, that would be isolated to just John Deere if this wasn't a problem that's kind of showing its head throughout a lot of industries.
Right. Well, we see that, I think, too, with some cell phones, right? Aren't people like hacking their cell phones or doing some things if they want to do different things with their cell phones or use different apps or other things like that? I mean, that, and it kind of breaks the warranty with Apple or Samsung or Android or whatever you're using, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's very common with cell phones, right? A cell phone is keyed, hard-coded,
you can say,
to work with a certain provider like AT&T or Sprint, but you can unlock the cell phone.
You can
unlock the cell phone to work with another provider and that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's kind of an ongoing back and forth. I always tell people technology is one of those industries that kind of turns the whole market, free market concept upside down because technology is one of the only industries where the vendors kind of control the market. The customer doesn't. You know, in a lot of technology spaces, the vendor tells you, this is what you're going to do, and you're going to pay us to do it. And people just kind of bend over and
yeah.
let that happen. So,
right.
It's amazing to me that we actually put up with this in a free market economy, but that's the way it is.
Interesting. Okay. Other article that we wanted to talk about this week includes something that Jimmy Fallon did on his late night talk show, right? On the air, it got him in a little bit of hot water, huh?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it got him in hot water, but it certainly got some people in hot water.
Somebody did, that's true.
It wasn't his fault. I mean, he couldn't have known. So NBC does this thing, a lot of broadcast companies do this, where all of their stuff that they stream, that they broadcast, and they stream, they have agreements and stuff in place so that as soon as it's streamed, they automatically have robots and stuff that go out and make sure that all that material is copyrighted. It scans the material and copyrights any terms and stuff or any video that shows up so that if somebody else tries to steal it and put it on YouTube or whatever, they'll get automatically flagged and their lawyers will go after them and that kind of thing.
Right.
Well, Jimmy Fallon did a bit where he showed a video game as part of one of his comedy bits or some kind of bit from some other people on his show. So, of course, when his show got streamed, the video game that he showed on his show got streamed, and it got caught up in this automatic copywriting robotic stuff that NBC does. So when people who use that video game, which is customizable, took their own customized videos and stuff and tried to upload them to YouTube, they got slammed by NBC and their content down.
Whoops.
So
yeah.
So this became a little bit of a problem. I think it's been worked out.
Okay.
But again, it's one of those things that we get, you know, it's one of those things with the new technology it's not the first time it's something like this has happened, although in this particular iteration, it's a little unique.
Right. Well, and so I can
look at how we do these things.
Yeah, I can share a personal story. Of course, here at KSJE, we are doing visual radio, everybody. So when we put things onto YouTube or Facebook that maybe have a piece of music in them, even though the radio station has paid the royalties and we have agreements to play all sorts of music on KSJE, we get flagged by these companies, these social media companies, for the very same thing, even though, and then we have to dispute it and explain and try to get to a person, because it's a robot that is flagging these things, as Lewis said. If you dispute it, eventually you get to maybe a human being who can read what you have disputed to say, oh, you know, this is a radio station that's already got approval to play this music on their air and on the internet, and so it should be okay to use on our social media platforms. But I can see how that could happen, because it's happened to us.
Yeah, and so these are two examples, I guess, of just, you know, the reason I'm pointing them out. They're two examples of changes in technology that we've got to figure out how to catch up with in terms of our laws and how we do things.
True.
You know, as the world expands and we get more people and we start to automate things more, especially with these semi-intelligent bots to do stuff, we've got to figure out a way to make sure that the semi-intelligent bots don't end up, restricting us to the point where we can't get things done.
Shutting everything down. That's true. We don't want that to happen. So interesting. But it is a great example of how, technology is sped forward and the laws aren't quite there to catch up with it. Or how do we try to manage that? And of course, things like YouTube and Facebook are just so, so huge, with people uploading videos, I don't know how many times a second, but to try to catch all that, that's why they have to automate these things. And so that's where we are. But anyway, interesting. Well, Lewis, as always, thank you for your time this week.
Thank you. Have a great day. Great week, everybody.
You too. Great to talk with you. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He joins me every Monday at this time to talk technology on our Monday Reboot segment right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.